What's up, everyone? It's Jimbo here, back for another Daily Detail Tip. This one brought to you by JimboDaily.com. Anyway, today's I've been seeing some, trying to get over, I was on like the world's bumpiest freeway ever. So I have been seeing some things go around. It's kind of weird that it's been happening for a while, and maybe it's always been there and I've just been paying closer attention to it. But it's this question that, do you have to machine polish a car after you clay it, right? Can you clay a car without polishing it after? And for the one or two people that always say I ramble, and it's mainly in the YouTube comments because whatever. So the short answer is no, you don't have to machine polish. So if you want to stop, how's that? Under a minute, you got it nailed out. You got my answer. But I think there's more to the conversation than just that, right? So I'm going to digress. And that is, most of the time, no, you don't have, you, first of all, 100% of the time, you do not have to machine polish after you clay. Now, is the clay going to mar the surface? Maybe. And in some cases, yeah. Maybe even most cases, yeah. Does it mar the surface to the point where you can see it is another question. And then even beyond that, if you're running a business, is the customer willing to pay for that? Do they know? And I know with a couple of the more controversial posts I've made in the past, the overarching theme is that you have to educate your customer. If you want to save your ass, per se, in business, and we'll talk about, you know, the DIYer, at-home enthusiast, because there's more and more of you guys listening to the podcast, so I want to make sure I kind of try to cover as many bases as I can in a quick tip, daily detail tip format. So you have to inform your customer, hey, this, and you don't have to tell them it could mar, you could do a test spot and see. Or what I like to do is I like to ask them their pain points, like I've talked about before. What is your pain point? Because a lot of times what will happen to me is I'll perform a wash, clay, wax because the customer says that the paint is rough or whatever terminology they may use, right? And then I clay it, I wax it, I may even machine polish it, right? And then when they go to write me a check, they lean over their hood and, you know, throw their purse down sometimes on the hood or the top of the car, pull out their pen, they're, you know, scrambling for their credit card or their checkbook or whatever. And if they're writing a check, you know, sometimes they'll literally write the check on the hood of the car. Now, that's their decision. It doesn't bother me, right? It doesn't matter. But in that case, it's like, you know what? That customer's not going to know if the clay marred or not because they just already marred the car with their purse and their checkbook, right? Or their briefcase or whatever. Now, that's not every situation, right? So, and I think so many times this is just a case-by-case situation and a case-by-case scenario, right? In business. Now, if you're the DIYer or the at-home enthusiast, that may be a completely different story, right? You're not trying to run a business. You're just trying to, your mindset is completely different. You're trying to, you're in every situation, you're trying to come to a solution, right? And it's just all about how you want to get to that solution and what you feel like that solution is. So if you're at home and you just want to, you know, remove some contaminants off your paint, you're not too worried about the condition of the paint, maybe you have an old car, maybe you can't even see it, right? That's another thing. I've performed paint corrections, asked the client about it, and they can't even see what I did. So like I tell my client, why am I going to do something that you can't even see the difference of? I can, but if you can't see it, why are you going to pay for that? That doesn't make sense to me, you know? But if you're a DIYer, at-home enthusiast, driveway detailer, whatever title you want, a prosumer, which I think is going to be the term of the next few years in all aspects of life, that prosumer mentality, the prosumer everything, you may have, you know, a month to get your car done where you really want to, you know, wash it. And then if you're short on time, just work panel by panel until you go all the way around your car, you know, and you're going to do it right. You're going to wash it, you know, quadruple bucket wash it. Then you're going to chemically decontaminate it. Then you're going to clay it. And then you're going to, you know, machine polish 14 steps or 3 steps or 1 step or whatever. And then you're going to lock it in with a sealant or a coating or whatever it may be, right? And you may have the time to do that. And that may be your therapy, your stress relief. I'll tell you what, I detail full time for a living and get paid well to do it, right? But I also love cleaning my own car and cleaning cars. For me personally, it is a business, But it's also therapy, right? So I'll give you a quick story in this not-so-quick tip. Went on a little weekend trip. Went and saw Ian down at Autofiber. You guys know that. Came back. We took the wife's car and the kids. And if you have kids, you know how that goes, right? So the car's a little bit of a disaster. The car ride home and the morning after, or the morning we were leaving, a little hectic. Kids were a little crazy, meltdown city, right? So I couldn't wait to get home and clean the car, right? And I just wanted to be by myself. I just wanted to go crazy on the car. I wanted to take all the floor mats out. I wanted to clean and condition all the leather seats. I just wanted to go crazy on it, right? And I wanted to spend a few hours by myself. Now, was I getting paid to wash my wife's car in detail? And no, right? Was I worried about the amount of time that I was spending on it? No. I just wanted, it was my therapy. I needed a stress relief, and that's what I did. So, and maybe your business is that for you, right? But then you just need to be careful that if you are running a business, that you have the mindset of running the business, right? So the point is that depending upon the situation that you find yourself in, you may want to spend all day or 10 weeks on your car. You may not. But does a clay bar mar the surface of a car? Maybe, right? And my biggest suggestion, practical suggestion would be that if you are going to lightly clay a car, because then, I mean, there's so many facets and so many directions you could take this. If it's a heavily beat up car that you're going to need to use a clay disc on a DA, and the car is that heavily contaminated, a good question to ask is, does that customer even care about their car? Will they even realize if you mar it a little bit? Or are they just going to be so happy that it's not as rough as it was before? So that's something that communication is king, right? So, but what I would suggest is if it's a, you know, a classic car or a newer car or a car that, you know, it you can tell that the paint is a little soft, and you tell that by maybe a little test spot. It's something that I would definitely, or there's just not a lot of heavy contaminants on it. It's something that I wouldn't jump to such an aggressive way to clay the car, right? So just like we talk about, you know, when we're cleaning a stain on the interior or removing a scratch, and we talk about, you know, least aggressive methods to most aggressive, the same approach should be taken when you're talking about claying a car. So if it doesn't need an aggressive clay, don't aggressively clay it and risk the marring, right? So that's all. I would definitely, you know, if it light contamination, you know, just don't even use a clay mitt, sponge, or any of that. Just use, use traditional clay, you know, and go that route. So just something to think about, you know, again, just spewing my opinion. How about that? So hopefully you got some value out of that, and I will catch you guys on the next episode. See ya.